Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health. Welcome to December. We are truly in there. If you haven't downloaded my Festive Fuck It plan, it is your Christmas planner. The way that you are going to move through December calmly, consistently, with progress all laid out in a plan. Please jump in, grab it, check it out. It is in the show notes and it is on my website. Now for the real heroes of Christmas. These aren't the ones in the red suits. This isn't Santa. They're the mums keeping everything moving forward through exhaustion, last minute crap, invisible labour that no one even notices. We're the ones who are making it magical. But yet somehow we still feel like we're not doing enough. We don't get parades. We don't get applause. But what we do get is all the jobs. We get 11 p.m. gift wrapping. We get a lot of the emotional logistics. Sometimes we get the guilt hangover that might be there still past Boxing Day. This is for you if you're the mum who's holding the magic and the mess. So in this episode, we are talking about the year that I decided that good enough was enough. Because maybe this is the year that you stop performing for others this Christmas and you start living it for yourself. Now, it starts with me with a picture. It is a picture of the perfect kitchen, the perfect apron, perfect children who apparently love manual labour. That seems like a stretch when I repeat that, but that's the thing that I did last year. Last year, I did the thing that I tell other people not to do. I opened Pinterest and Instagram, and then my imagination got way ahead of itself. I decided that I was someone who bakes, and I have no prior history of baking. We had just moved house out to Acreage, and my daughter had transitioned back into a regional public school, which I was so excited about. We had a new community and I felt so happy and grateful that my daughter was better. She was back in school and that we were living on this acreage and we were kind of like having a new start. In my head, I was all wholesome and it was all beautiful. The kids were laughing. There was cookies cooling. There was ribbons. Everyone was making them. It was like joy on a tray. But the reality was that the kitchen was destroyed. Everyone was whinging, that everyone was arguing over who had more red icing. I didn't get to get a drink. I thought that I was going to be like having a glass of champagne or like, you know, at least like a drink of water. There was no resemblance of any self-care for me. And suddenly no one wanted to do it anymore. But I was so far in, I couldn't stop because what was I going to do? Throw it all out? I had bought what I thought was going to be a really easy cookie set. So I thought I'm not good at baking, but like anyone can do a packet mix. There were so many steps in that packet mix and all of the packet mix only made 10 at a time. So I had to like make packet mixes like six times because we needed 60 cookies. By the time we finished this, like I thought I'd start early. I started 2 weeks early and we finished the night before. Like it took 2 weeks, which means the cookies were probably stale. And I thought I was going to be really organized. I thought I was going to be the mum that bakes, but none of that happened. So have you ever wondered, like deep in your bones, when is enough enough? Like when you keep going and then you keep going and then your house just starts looking like a bomb and then your body's like screaming out for help and you wonder when someone's coming to relieve you from this god-awful shift that you're doing. Because you haven't had a break in 10 years. You may have been trained that giving up and resting means you gave up too soon. You may have been fined if you're the inattentive type that you get stuck sitting on the couch scrolling. People think you're lazy, but you're actually having a complete breakdown in your head. If you're somebody that does these things, you may be what psychologists call maximizing. This is something that I do, which is my instinct to keep scanning for a better version of what's already fine, which means I just make more work for myself. Even when I'm done, I find other things to do. So some people have the ability to just stop and say, that's good enough. They might be people that I call like satisfiers. They've hit like a quiet internal ding and it kind of goes, yep, that's it. All done. I'm fine with that. An ADHD brain, some of us find that that ding doesn't always arrive. Now for hyperactives, we can look like, oh, we're going to find more things to do, jobs, 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 we're moving. We're so busy. Inattentives can be maximizing things, finding more jobs, putting them on the list, but then still then feeling overwhelmed and not actioning them. It doesn't matter how it shows up necessarily, it still is showing up. You don't see done, you see more unfinished business, more things I could get better, more things that I think I could do. Sometimes the inattentive mums are on their phone, they look relaxed, they're scrolling, but they're actually adding more tasks, but they haven't done the other ones. That's where the overwhelm happens. So this is where I ended up with the packet mix. I ended up making 6 packet mixes to make 60 cookies. And by the morning of the last day of school, when we were picking out the cookies that didn't look that bad, because that's where we were at. Like I had 60 cookies, I'd attempted to make 60, maybe 20 had got finished and maybe 10 looked awful. So we didn't even have that many cookies to pick from. And instead of realizing that earlier that it wasn't going to work, I continued on, sure that it would work eventually if I put enough effort in. It didn't. But then on the morning of, I realized it hit me because I didn't even think about this, is that if I don't finish the cookies and I don't have a backup plan, I will have no gifts for the teachers who have helped my daughter. So I will have no gifts for the teachers that have really done an incredible job with my daughter. So I did what I said I wouldn't do, and I threw money at the problem. I bought overpriced chemist gifts, which cost even more money than all the cookies that I had bought in all the packets, which ended up costing an obscene amount of money. I could have bought the cookies and cards and another gift with the price of just a cookie packets. Then I bought the bags and the stuff that we didn't use. And then I went and bought the chemist stuff on top of that. Like it was an obscene amount of money. And I can see how there's that massive ADHD tax. If you don't know what that is, it's basically the ADHD tax out. So then when I had done this, I then thought I will show others this is not a good idea. And I posted on Instagram. People that follow me that know me quite well sent me messages and said, what the fuck were you thinking? Which I mean, I think was a fair comment at that point. I was thinking that I could just imagine myself into being a different person, if I'm honest. I thought I've turned over a new leaf. I've moved house. Like, look at how awesome I am. I will now be wholesome and I will be a person that bakes. I felt in that moment that my gratitude to those teachers meant I had to perform. That love needed to be in like labor. And then I felt like that was really important, which I reflected later was really a very poor choice and created a lot of stress that didn't need to be there. So when I was in the chemist line, buying gifts that no one asked for, spending money that was way over budget, I had that moment of self-reflection. And you know how your voice kind of talks to you and you think, oh God, go away. My voice said, and it was so accurate, but also I didn't want to hear it. And it said, you've made this harder than it needed to be. Again, that sentence hurt more than the mess and more. That sentence really hit home. And I went home and I stood in the kitchen and I thought to myself, enough is enough. The world didn't end. The house didn't collapse. And I finally breathed a sigh of like, I've just got to let this shit go. And I actually felt some resemblance of relaxation for that point. Researchers call this a shift where you move into satisfaction as opposed to I'm scanning to make this better. When your body starts to recognize good enough is safe, it isn't failure. Barry Schwartz talks about this in The Paradox of Choice. He says that people that settle for good enough are actually happier and less burnt out than people that keep maximizing and maximizing and maximizing. You know how you might look at other people that you know and you think, wow, they live a simple life. Don't they get bored? Why are they so happy? Why is my life complicated? Why am I so unhappy? Like whatever it is that you think in your loop, you may find that in your ADHD brain, your reward loop can treat almost done as kind of like an alarm to keep doing, keep finding something else to do instead of like that's done, rest. So if you're somebody that keeps working until you collapse and then you call that's being a good mum, isn't it? That's your programming. If you're somebody that sits on the couch, scanning, maximizing, creating these lists, planning these things, having these dreams, living this reality, but never getting started or struggling so hard to get started at all, that's also your programming. It's just a different way that our ADHD brains do the same thing. When you feel that, if this is you and you feel a twitch of like, I've just got to do one more thing, I might add one more thing. If you are in the festive fuck it plan, I talk about this in the audio. If you break down your tasks, you do your boundaries, you have it all set, and then you find more things to do, that's not winning. That's not the idea. The idea is not to fit more in and be more organized, to delegate, plan more things, and then fit more in. The idea is to actually say, is this enough? If that question makes you uncomfortable, that might be your cue to stop. You might have to do this physically. You might have to physically teach your body. You might have to have a mantra. You can stop before you collapse. You're okay. You're enough. You're safe. whatever it is that you need to say. You don't need to earn your rest by suffering, being some kind of mum martyr. You don't need it to be perfect to prove that you cared. You just got to recognize that peace is there waiting for you. You just have to choose it. It's going to be difficult if this isn't your programming. It's not as easy to listen to this audio and make a change, but I hope that this sows a seed that maximizing may be why you're on some of that productivity loop, some of it. So people that see satisfaction and stop aren't people that fail or stop trying, or they're not hard workers. They might be people that just decide their nervous system matters, and once they've done the task, it's done. After I had done all of the cookies, all of the things, gone to the pharmacy, done all of that, way overspent, it was interesting. When I picked up my child and I said, oh, how was your day? How did it go? I asked them how the cookies went and everything, and they didn't even answer. She says, thanks for coming to assembly. That was really cool that you came. And my whole body was like, felt relieved. Like I was happy she was happy. But I'd somehow put the cookies as more important than just going to the end of year assembly. And it hit me that I had made it harder than what it needed to be. And it could have been enough. I could have bought a candle, or I could have bought nothing. I could have written a letter or an email and expressed how I felt. Whenever I see teachers on Facebook talking about what they like to get at the end of year present, sometimes mums will write into a Facebook group and go, what will I get? Teachers, what do you like to receive? This teacher's done a lot. I want to get the right thing. Often I see teachers just write back and go, to be honest, I just love a card with some detail about what it is that I've done for your child. Like, I love something heartfelt. So they don't even want the things. So the finish line that I made for myself was not the perfect cookie. The finish line that I put for myself was the cookie, but it really wasn't that. It was me showing up. And it was probably, I would say, the card that I wrote. And it would probably have been the card that the teacher received, not the feral cookie, because I doubt they ate them, like I wouldn't have. So if you're listening to this, staring at your list and you haven't started, feeling like you want to add more things in, if you're hyperactive and you're like, I just got to go, do more things, prove my worth, whatever it is that you're thinking, this is your permission to actually be done. If you're an inattentive and you're gathering more things to do on your list and you're stuck, you can't move forward, this is your chance to actually go, what is the lowest bar that I can hit today? What is one thing I can do? Is it just to write in one card for one teacher? Maybe instead of setting the bar higher and higher, you need to just do the lowest hanging fruit. So if your Christmas list doesn't feel like it's ever going to be finished, you may find that it can be finished if you say it can be. So this is your permission slip. It's done when you say it's enough. You are enough. It's done when you say you're done. If you're done, get done. Do the lowest hanging. If you're ready for it to be done, you feel like it's finished, stop scanning for more and be finished. Finish up what you've got and then be present and try to access some joy and some happiness this Christmas. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have the best December you can have.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD mum's shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.